The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
We have Olayinka Jacobs. Good morning to you. And
good morning.
Hi, welcome to Freedom. And Kota Ford, good morning. You can join the topic as well.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Say again.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, good morning. And of course, welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM. Let's talk a little bit about what is Carry Festa. What does this program, one of you can kick it off with me this morning, this Creative Caribbean of Showcase Regional Talent Carry Festa 15 that's taking place in Barbados. Can you share some intel on it, please?
Sure. So good morning once again. The Creative Caribbean Project is dedicated to fostering and celebrating the artistic and cultural expressions that define our region. And this initiative is a collaboration between UNESCO, CARICOM, and University of the West Indies, supported by the 11th European Development Fund towards a viable cultural industry, supporting the cultural and creative sectors in the ACP countries. So, and it's also delivered with the financial contribution of the European Union and the support of Organization of African, Caribbean, and Pacific States. So we are now coming to the end of our four-year tenure delivering this project as a consortium. And as a part of this closeout, we are participating in Carry Festa, and we are having a showcase with a select group of our grantees. The purpose of this, of course, is to consolidate and cement the work that we have been doing over the last 4 years. We have distributed over $2 million in grants across 15 Caribbean countries, 14 CARICOM countries, and the Dominican Republic. And it's the first time in our region that we have ever received a grant funding of this kind. So this is a brand new innovative program. It's an innovative program for the ACP, and we are one of 6 hubs across the world. There are 4 hubs in Africa, 1 in the Pacific, and we're the Caribbean hub. And so we were awarded $3 million, 75% of which has been distributed to the grantees across the Caribbean. And so this showcase is an opportunity to enable them to complete, I guess, if you like, the work that we've been doing with them. It's primarily an ecosystem development project. So it's not only about the artist, it's about all of the support systems that come together to make the artist viable and for them to be able to take their product to market, product or service to market. So we collaboration was a critical part of this. And so this extends the collaboration, also sustainability. The grantees had to prove their sustainability in order to be awarded. And of course, at the end of the day, we're looking at the creative economy and how we are contributing to bolstering and cementing the development of the creative economy in our region. We've had many different opportunities to do this over the years. This is really one of the first times that we've had this type of money to build the foundation and make it sustainable. So it's a good blueprint, it's a starting point. And we encourage everyone who's at Carry Festa to come and visit our booth, the Creative Caribbean booth, which will be in the CARICOM Pavilion. There you can meet the grantees and the artists and the cultural practitioners and cultural entrepreneurs who have benefited and who are taking our region forward in a very positive way when it comes to the creative and cultural industries.
When we look at what is taking place with Carry Festa 15 and what it solidifies or across the Caribbean, what are some of the, you've highlighted quite a few moments ago. And again, for those of you just joining us, we're speaking with Olayinka Jacobs Bennick, I think it is, the National Programs Officer.
Bonnick.
Well, I have B-E. Is B-O?
It's B-O.
Well, they have it on my list and he has B-E, so it's Bonnick.
That's okay.
All right. The Program Officer of Caribbean Creatives. Now, what is the symbolic importance, and I'm using the word symbolic here, for nations that doesn't... that are unable to participate, you know, why is it important for them to acknowledge and recognize Carry Festa 15?
When you say nations that are unable to participate,
is it that all our Caribbean nationals were able to have a presence there with you all in Barbados this year?
Well, we are delivering across 15 countries. So there are 15 countries
Beautiful.
That were able to, that yeah. were given the opportunity to participate in the Creative Caribbean program over the last 4 years. The objective and goal of the consortium was to ensure that all 14 Caribbean states were represented in terms of the grant giving, and the Dominican Republic was also a part of that.
Beautiful.
So in terms of their representation at CARIFESTA here today, we didn't actually select them. We put out a call to our grantees, all 78 across 15 countries, and said, hey, send us the name of a representative from your organization, your project, or your beneficiary network. So we didn't limit it only to the persons who had been granted. We said, listen, if you are a grantee and you have a beneficiary within the scope of your project that you think can benefit from CARIFESTA, send us their name. And we went through a selection process. We got almost 60 submissions to come to CARIFESTA from the 78 organizations. And so we have quite a good geographic spread. Of course, our largest cohorts are Jamaica, Barbados, and Trinidad, and this is very much representative of how the creative and cultural industries are developing in our region. These are the three spotlight islands when it comes for the development of the sector. And so we do have the largest cohort from those three countries, but we also have Antigua and Barbuda, we've got St. Vincent and the Grenadines, we have the Dominican Republic. So the geographic spread is as wide as we could make it.
All right, let's get Ms. Ford in, Ms. Ford Cumberbatch. Let's get a little bit about yourself and your presence at CARIFESTA 15.
So my creative field really is more so television producing with some social media content creation. This will be my first CARIFESTA. I've never been, the first one that would have been in Barbados since I was born would have been CARIFESTA in 2017. And so far I've been to the Grand Market and a couple more events, and it's really a lot larger than I expected. Like looking at the event schedule, but there's just like so much going on, like simultaneously everywhere across the island pretty much. And people just seem like incredibly excited about the whole thing and just to like experience Caribbean art, Caribbean culture, and like really connect with our brothers and sisters across the region. It's awesome.
Why would you want to, I mean, this is your first time there, and what are you hoping to get out of this CARIFESTA symposium, the meetings, the B2Bs? What is your expectation coming out of CARIFESTA 15 this year?
Well, I'm really hoping to, because the television project that I got granted for is an educational television program about mostly Barbadian, but there's like some stuff in there from like other Caribbean islands about like our artistic heritage and like the work we've created and the artists that we've had that have achieved a lot, not just regionally, but internationally. And because it's an educational project, I just really want it to get like as far as possible as it can in terms of reach and audience. So really what I want to get out of this is for it to be broadcast locally, regionally, internationally, even just like as many stations, eyeballs as I can get it on and in front of. That would be great.
Interestingly, indeed so. And let's get back to Ms. Bonek, in terms of when it comes to this CARIFESTA, let me ask you, in terms of the aesthetics, the setup, when persons get in there from these other 15 countries and everybody come together, what is the committee's expectation and they are hoping to present to those that are attending and visiting Barbados this year?
Well, we have three booths at the CARICOM Pavilion at the Grand Market, and our grantees will be on rotation there with their products and services. We'll have some live demonstrations. We have two women coming from Belize, a part of an indigenous fashion project called Satim, and they'll be doing a live embroidery demonstration. So there are lots of activities that will be happening at the Grand Market. And if you'll get to meet all of the grantees when you visit our booths. Outside of that, we have tomorrow actually a full day of activities showcasing our grantees, very much focused on business to business. So we're going to start the morning out with some prep and investment prep and B2B training, looking at, you know, pitching, pitch decks, etc. Then we're going to go into a lunch and learn where we have invited a number of indigenous financial institutions and direct financial institutions to come and share what are the products and services that they have available for practitioners in our region. And then after lunch, we're going into an open pitch session with speed networking and B2B meetings. And this will all be focused on our grantees. And then we have an entire evening of just relaxing and chilling out after such a busy day. So that tomorrow is really the, you know, for the Creative Caribbean Project in terms of our goals and objectives. It really brings and consolidates everything that we planned for this project together in one day through these activities. So when Kota was saying that she wants to get as many eyeballs as possible on her project, tomorrow's the day.
Excellent. Excellent. And leading up to the conclusion, what would the climax be?
Well, as we're closing the project, we will be also hosting a closing event at the Grand Market, where we will be speaking about our exit strategy. And the exit strategy is called the Creative Caribbean, the Coalition of Creative Caribbean Communities, which is a kind of a secretariat, if you like, a management unit. And we are designing, the consortium has designed the framework for this management unit. But in order for it to, you know, to give it some life, for it to come to fruition, we're going to need to have a public-private partnership. So I will be pitching the four C's at the closing event at the Grand Market in the hope that we can, you know, find a or start discussions with a public-private partner so that we can take it forward. The idea is that it's going to be a management unit for the creative and cultural industries in our region. But when I say management, I mean it looks at investment, it will look at trade, it will look at training, it will look at all of the gaps that we have and create access and plug those gaps. That will be the objective of the four C's, and it's a very worthwhile investment. So we are definitely looking for someone who will be able to take it forward, a partnership.
I love what I'm hearing. It fosters regional integration. It runs in tandem with CARICOM's objectives in terms of having a cross-national access with, you know, CARICOM neighbors who can live, work, share intel. When I say intel, in terms of, not intel, but talents more or less in neighboring countries,
right,
and so forth. But, and that's really nice, especially for Miss Cumberbatch, who is in television, in media, like myself, and understands the creative side of things, to create a television series, create social media content, create a mini something, create these things. But what is CARIFESTA? I mean, it's all into CARICOM and the Caribbean. But have you all ever thought, or are there plans afoot in terms of getting international attention or getting international correspondents in on CARIFESTA, where they can see what our regional counterparts, the talents of our regional counterparts, and maybe take it to the wider world? What is the plans for inviting international guests into CARIFESTA?
Well, we don't have any plans to specifically invite international guests at this point in time, but we have to bear in mind that this program, the Creative Caribbean Project, is funded by the EU. The EU has a very high and stringent visibility requirements, and everything that we do is shared with the EU Secretariat, and they do disseminate widely. So, for example, our ACP ambassadors in Brussels are all aware of what we are doing at all times of all 4 years. So our grantees have had quite a lot of visibility because we share all of their work. And remember, as I said, we're the Caribbean hub. We're one of six. So not only do we share their work with the EU, but we share their work with the other hubs in Africa and also Pacific. So it gets a lot of circulation, and we have some very stringent communication and visibility guidelines that we have to complete. So we will be doing quite a lot of activities around that. Now, in terms of people like, how shall I say, investors, we are right now focusing on our regional investors. It's very, very important. It's great to be funded by overseas companies and overseas investors, you know, to go and travel and do your work overseas. But it's also critically important to develop the region. And in order to develop the sector in the region, in order to do that, we have to also keep the money and use the money that's in the region for that development. So it's really important that our investors, and we have a few who are confident enough to invest in our sector, but we want them to come out and engage. There's still not the type of investor confidence that we need to move the needle, and we need to move the needle. We can't constantly look outside towards others to fund us. It is true that this is a great opportunity from the EU, but one of the objectives, one of the goals that we wrote into the project was that this should be an end point when it comes to funding for creatives in our region. We don't want to make our creatives grant dependent. That's not what this is about. Mm-hmm. We absolutely want them to be able to stand on their own two feet and to move forward from here, which is why the sustainability component of their application was so important. So whilst we have not specifically targeted overseas investors, it wasn't that we didn't want to, it's that we really wanted to turn the spotlight on our region in our sector and our financial institutions. So this is an opportunity for them to get a better understanding of why it's viable. This is a very viable blueprint for ensuring that our sector is funded and has access to finance, information, networks, training, etc. And yes, a lot of times the feedback is, well, the creative sector is not investment ready. This is true. We had we had over 500 applications, and 78 is only 16%. So it's 16% of investment ready projects that were funded. Now, it is true that we still need to work on investment readiness, but on the flip side, our investors need to build their investor confidence. So while we have to speak finance to them, they have to speak creative to us. So it's very important that our financial institutions are prioritized in this particular instance and included, so that the dialogue continues, but it continues in a very productive way, and no more sort of sitting back and thinking, hey, let somebody else do it. It's already enough that the EU has invested 3 million euros in the Creative Caribbean program. And overall in the region, in the creative and cultural industry sector, they've invested upwards of 15 million euros. So we are investable. I don't think we need any more proof of that. We are investable, and now it's time for our financial institutions to become more confident and more comfortable. And we're aiming to do that and work with them through this project.
I want to thank you guys very much for chatting with me. And Ms. Cumberbatch Ford, your final, in terms of persons meeting with you at this Cari Festa, what can they expect from you and the creative contents in which you have to display as well?
Well, for my booth for the showcase, I'm going to preview two segments from the upcoming season, as well as segments from the last season. I'm going to showcase like some of the work we do also online, and just I'm also going to have like a display with some like fun trivia facts about Barbadian artists that have made their mark internationally as well. So my booth is really a showcase of Barbadian talent and of what the show has to offer.
That's brilliant and beautiful. And I love the fact that, Ms. Bonnet, that you talk about sustainability and not dependability. You know, there's grant facilities that, I mean, while the grants are really helpful and great, I love the fact that your distribution reach, you are distributing this information on a wider platform, so that other persons can buy into the projects as well and recognize the talents coming out of the Caribbean. Because I often say, we as a Caribbean nation, some of us, we don't take care of our own. But when the outside world sees it, wants it, that's when we now buying into it. That time it's already recognized and gone. So I must say congratulations to Carrie Fester on this, and all the best to you guys out there. And of course, this runs until what? What date is this going to conclude, Ms. Bonnet?
Well, our showcase, well, the Creative Caribbean Project is here until the end, until the 31st of August. Mm-hmm. The showcase is only one day. And if anyone is listening, we have for the open pitch session, which starts at 1:30 tomorrow at the Accra Hotel. Please do get in touch with us. There is a form that you can fill out if you would like to part. If you would like to be in the audience as an investor, producer, manager. If you want to meet with some of our grantees and have some speed networking and B2B meetings with them, that's the session for you. So 1:30, from 1:30 to 5:30, it's 4 hours of business. We're doing business tomorrow at the Accra Hotel. So do reach out to the Creative Caribbean Project at creative.caribbean@unesco.org, and we will send you the necessary information to register. So thank you for allowing me to plug that.
Of course.
But
of
it's
course.
Very important. It's important for our grantees that we have the maximum visibility with investors, producers, managers, etc.
Indeed so. Ms. Ford Cumberbatch and Ms. Olayinka Jacobs-Bonnet, thank you so much for chatting with us here on Freedom 106.5 FM. It's all about Carrie Fester 15 and all the Bajan counterparts listening to me, all of you from Barbados that are locked into the Morning Rumble. Well, the information is on your island. I hope that you pass and participate. Thank you again, guys, and have yourself a safe and productive day.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.